This is Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Southern Franklin County. Representative Reichert, welcome to this report to your constituents and neighbors. Let's jump right in. Let's start first with talking about property taxes. Obviously a problem with folks all across the Commonwealth, but especially those on fixed incomes and seniors. I understand that there's a plan in place to maybe replace some of this with gross receipts tax. There's also plans to move money away from property tax. What's the latest here? What's going on in Harrisburg?
Yeah, good morning, Chuck. Thank you. So we had actually a lot of discussion this past week on property taxes, and it is by and large the number one issue that I hear from constituents. I mean, every time someone comes into the DO and you know, files a rent rebate form or just out and about, you know, people, it's property taxes are on everybody's mind. So there are a couple of proposals here this week. The first, as you mentioned, is a gross receipts tax, essentially a new tax on digital ads on, you know, Facebook and other social medias that would be proposed to be used for property tax relief for seniors, those over the age of 65. A couple issues, though, with the bill. Chairman Lawrence from our Commerce Committee here, one of the more intelligent members of our caucus, you know, pointed out that, you know, some of the definitions in this, a good lawyer could argue that Facebook would be eligible for a news media exemption because they sometimes have news on it. So the idea, you know, that this bill would generate any sort of significant revenue is challenging because of just the poorly written nature of it and just the loose definitions. But beyond that, you know, we already have a property tax rent rebate form that comes from some lottery money, as I mentioned earlier. And this essentially would create a new system as opposed to throwing money into something that already exists that's tried and true and could provide greater relief to seniors. This would essentially create a new system. So I support wholeheartedly providing property tax relief wherever can. Ideally, the gold standard for me is a dollar-for-dollar property tax elimination that impacts every Pennsylvanian, regardless of age. You know, every homeowner can truly own their home at that point. But, you know, providing some property tax relief for seniors and those on fixed incomes is absolutely critical. This bill falls woefully short of that just for a myriad of reasons. So, you know, as it obviously passed the House, it's over in the Senate. If the Senate has the appetite, I would encourage them very strongly. I mean, you know, there's possibilities, there's ways to make this workable, but the version that passed the House here this past week really isn't the solution that I think a lot of folks are going to be touting it is.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, deals with fire grants. Now, this is something that everyone seems to be behind because everyone wants to make sure that their fire department is funded. But the way this piece of legislation was written, it was really kind of narrow, and it made it seem like there was only a couple of fire departments that were going to benefit. What's the latest on this, and how do we move forward after dealing with this?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, and this is related to property taxes as well. So, you know, the majority party giveth and then the majority party taketh away, right? So there was a grant proposal as part of the governor's budget to have a $30 million line item for volunteer firefighters, volunteer fire companies to be able to access for major equipment purchases. I mean, obviously, we know that, you know, a new fire truck is a million and a half, if not more, and there's, you know, 5 year plus wait time in order to get something like that. So, you know, it really puts a lot of stress on our volunteer fire companies. But what this particular proposal would do is it would take $30 million out of the property tax relief fund and shift it over to this grant program. So you're taking away relief from seniors in this sense here and shifting it over to volunteer fire companies. Again, it's a, you know, both are very worthy entities, and we obviously want to support our seniors and provide property tax relief, and we want to support our volunteer fire companies. The problem with this one, again, is that it's a $30 million grant, and Chairman Brad Roy, who is an actuary by trade, so probably one of the best guys that we have with numbers, actually broke down if every volunteer fire company in Pennsylvania was to get awarded the $1 million that this was proposing, it would take 80 years for every single fire company in Pennsylvania to have a bite at the apple. So we're taking money immediately away from property tax relief for seniors, and we're shifting it over to a pretty limited grant opportunity. You know, again, $30 million, that doesn't go very far for equipment purchases. So, you know, it'd be a very, very, very select few number of fire departments, volunteer fire departments that would qualify for this. And I almost guarantee it probably won't be any in Franklin County. So again, we had a legislative proposal earlier that would poorly create a new tax and use that for potential property tax relief for seniors. And then subsequent to that, we had another vote that would take away $30 million from property tax relief and then transfer it over to volunteer fire companies for potential equipment purchases, maybe once every 80 years. So it was just a roller coaster of a week here in Harrisburg when we take a look at property taxes and robbing Peter to pay Paul. So if, you know, we had the majority and we were in control, I mean, obviously it would be a different story and we would address these things very differently. But it's just interesting watching the legislative gymnastics as we are defunding one group, funding another, and just taking money out of one pocket and put it in the other.
Well, speaking of fire companies and those who are actually serving folks and getting the job done, I understand someone in your district should be honored for 50 years of service. Talk to us about Chief Jim Meek.
Yeah, Chief Meek is just, he is the quintessential volunteer firefighter, right? When you think of Blue Ridge Fire and Rescue, I mean, Chief Meek is a guy that just comes to mind. He has served in so many leadership capacities there. He has been chief. I mean, he's the guy who responds to every fire. He's out at every accident. He's there responding to people on the worst days of their lives, and he has been consistently doing it. I mean, you talk about a hometown hero. So Chief Meek is that person. I mean, he is, he runs the barrel ride for the kids at the different volunteer firefighter events. He is Blue Ridge Fire and Rescue. And yeah, I just wanted to commend him for his service. He's one of the guys that, I call up if I ever have a fire question, how you fight a fire or, funding fire departments or whatever it is. He's the guy that I got on speed dial because, I mean, he knows the business inside and out. I mean, he's been doing it obviously for 50 years. He is the man. So thank you, Chief, for your 50 years of service, and looking forward to another 50.
This has been Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Southern Franklin County. Tune in for another episode next week.